I'll hold it.
Okay, you got it?
Yep.
Okay.
I can hold it, Mom. And you can hold it. I got the cross. You hold it. And you can help me.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
The day has made that the Lord may, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the hand me the offering plate. Has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Thank you.
This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. Be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Welcome everybody to our first gathering as Walnut Grove Methodist Church this morning. Up a long and arduous path. Thanks to all the men and women who have made this moment possible for us, and to God who has prospered us on our journey. Praise the Lord. All right, are we ready with that scream? Let's do it. We're going to reopen and consecrate Walnut Grove Methodist Church. All right. Join me in this moment. Dear people of God, we dedicate and declare this congregation is now known as Walnut Grove Methodist Church, a part of Christ's holy, universal, and apostolic church. We are thankful for the many ways it has already served the mission given to it by Jesus Christ. Christ's holy church is of God and will be preserved to the end of time for the conduct of worship and for the due administration of God's word and sacraments, the maintenance of Christian fellowship and discipline, the edification of believers, and the conversion of the world. We remain part of Christ's ongoing church, and we shall still be one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Dear friends, it is with joy that we gather to consecrate this building and congregation, for the consecration of this building is vain without the consecration of those whose gifts it represents. Let us give ourselves anew to the service of God, our minds, that they may be renewed after the image of Christ, our bodies, that they may be fit temples for the indwelling Holy Spirit, and our labors, that they may be according to God's will, and that their fruit may glorify God's name and serve God's eternal purposes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, to the spiritual enrichment of all who shall come here seeking knowledge, to the loyal service of those whose training and devotion have prepared them to lead students toward the truth, to the ministry of administration, upon whose ability and faithfulness depends the wise conduct of our life together and our ministry in the world, we now consecrate this building and this congregation, and we consecrate ourselves anew to the service of humanity, in which we perform the true service of God. Please signify your commitment to this house of worship and to this congregation by replying, "We do." Praise the Lord. Blessed be, join me in this responsive reading. Blessed be the name of God, whose word has long been proclaimed within this hallowed space. We give you thanks, O God. As generations have prayed their prayers and sung your praises here, your Spirit has blessed countless worshipers. We give you thanks, O God. We have celebrated the Lord's Supper here and have been nurtured by it through our journey in faith. We give you thanks, O God. We have rejoiced here as believers have confessed faith in Christ. We give you thanks, O God. Here we have baptized our children and we have mourned our dead. We give you thanks, O God. As new families have been created through marriage, we, our parents, and our children have vowed at this altar to love, honor, and cherish always. We give you thanks, O God. From within these walls, many have gone out to serve you in the world. We give you thanks, O God. As we go now into a further journey of faith, we rededicate and consecrate this space as a house of worship and prayer, and we rededicate this congregation as a part of the body of Christ. We give you thanks, O God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The hymn of praise is 98, "To God Be the Glory." And when you hear "Praise the Lord," feel free to play your instruments. Please be seated. Welcome to Walnut Grove Methodist Church, where everyone is welcome. All are invited to come, and everyone has free access to the grace of God this morning. Whew. Well, the scriptures say, command, not recommend, that we praise the Lord and that we give ourselves physically to that act. The scriptures in different places recommends the use of our bodies in raising our hands, bowing down, bowing our heads, lifting our heads, laying on the floor, dancing, clapping, hand claps as praise to the Lord. And that's what we're about today, just trying to make an organized, disorganized harmony to the Lord this morning. Well, join me now in time to share our praises. If you have a word of testimony or praise you want to share this morning. Eric?
Why his ankle was not messed up as bad as they thought originally.
That's a praise.
He said that it was fine, that it was just something that they misread on the x-ray. God's feelings.
Did they bill for it? Yes, sir, Mr. Mike.
Boys, Flo, Brenda, and I are grateful for a safe and wonderful trip.
Amen. We're grateful to have you back. I noticed you got your own pew this morning.
We're still free.
Still? Oh. Praise the Lord. Ernie.
Brother Max said something that made me feel really great. A little while ago, his wife said now that he was thinking about me. Just to know that somebody's thinking about me all the way over there, it really makes me feel good.
To know somebody's in another part of the world thinking about you.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's a good thought, isn't it? It really is. Is that Kathy? Is that Kathy Harrison? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Y'all aren't praising me. Go. We've been praying for you.
I know, I found it all.
God has been good. Praise the Lord. Whew. Joy.
I'm thankful for this day. It's surreal. All the years
we've been all through.
Surreal is a good word.
Yes.
Feels a little funky.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. It's all because of Him.
All because of God. Glory to God.
So thankful that we have a pastor who is strong enough to lead us in white grace.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's right. Well, I can get used to that. I might have missed my calling altogether. Oh, other praises? Kathy Ann? Yeah, you come a long way to get here.
There's a lot of United Methodists that have just really able to see their signs this morning.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't stop taking pictures of all of them.
You stopped and took pictures of all the signs? Well, we were prepared to stand for what we felt the requirement of God was upon our lives based on the Word of God. And that's the only reason we're here today, is we prefer to stand on our convictions and our beliefs, not to disparage or tear down others or to make fun of them in any way. We certainly have received our share of criticisms. We certainly have received our share of condemnation and hate. But let it be known that we go forward. We don't look back. We press on to the high calling, right, in Christ Jesus. A lot of dedicated effort has got us to where we are, but everyone who was involved in it will tell you there were moments of punctuated assistance from God. Moments when we said, wow. Well, that's when the roller coaster ride just not quite going to the top and you feel something go, shh. over and over again. And now we pray for others who are like-minded in feeling they might follow that same path. We pray that a path has been blazoned for them. We pray that others may find less difficulty in standing behind what they feel they must do in the future. Other testimony this morning? John, you got to connect your arm to your body when you go like that. I don't know who it is.
You know, I appreciate that. I started out in this church as a prayer request.
Yeah, you were a prayer request.
And
a concern.
Through your prayers and your concern, that's right. And your love, God bless me. I submitted something to the Lord 55 months ago today. I said, Lord, take the taste of alcohol in my mouth and start healing my pain. And since y'all's prayers started that, blessed me in so many ways. I'm love just the people that I'm surrounding myself with and congregating with, the pastor and his wife, and solving different lives. Who saw through the eyes of Jesus that I was better than what I was. And I just want to say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, people. Praise the Lord. Amen. The songs of deliverance are, that's what that is. For people who've heard it before, that's what that is. The sound of deliverance. The sound of rescue. That's salvation. Salvation is not a simple little prayer you pray in your head. It goes in your life and redeems you from the pit. Psalm 103. All right. The Lord will not forget us. He will not ignore us forever. He will not ignore our cries, our pleas. He will come. All right. What about our concerns? Who are we praying for this week? Arlene.
I don't have a name for this person, but last night we carried Brandon Hendersonville to eat. And while we were there, our son's oldest daughter got a call that one of her friends met Rich and broke both arms.
But which child made the reference? Who made the reference? Tell us the name of who referenced it.
One of our granddaughters, Nicole Graham.
Nicole?
Yeah.
So we're remembering Nicole's friend. All right, well, the Lord knows.
They said they thought he had severe brain damage.
Oh, okay. Patty? Okay.
Keep Emily Robinson on the prayer list. They move her to hospice. Then they tell her she's not ready for hospice. It's disgraceful. Both of them are working miracles in this
point. Okay.
And she was at a point of not responding. So prayers have definitely worked, and now she's talking, having conversations, and just no more of that.
We will pray. Others? Mark?
Becky and Arthur are in the process of moving her mother, their mother, to assisted living. It's not going well at all.
Okay. That transition can be extremely difficult. So we pray. Patty?
I don't know. It's not that bad. Best friend's mother called Sue Trotter.
Sue Trotter.
She has lung cancer and it has.
Okay.
She's not, they don't give her definite anything other than they want to be sure
okay.
They're not sure
thank you.
Lord's prayer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Jenny?
Virginia Haney.
Virginia Haney?
Haney. She's my 94-year-old friend. She just moved.
Okay. All right. Joy?
Marie Lambert.
Marie Lambert.
Megan Whittle.
Megan
niece.
Whittle, my niece. Well, Whittle, such a strange name.
A Whittle niece.
Yes. Mandy.
Howard Cleveland, he's my best friend's husband, and he
tremors.
He's a numbness.
Okay.
And he's had a, he had a test this past week, but you're just trying to figure out what it is.
So all right.
Prayers for him.
We'll join in prayer for him. Emily? Marion needs our prayers, absolutely. Continue prayers for Kathy and Charles. Kathy?
Unspoken request.
Unspoken. Charmaine?
Just prayer for all those that are traveling for the holiday.
Travelers for the holiday, we want to remember that this is Freedom Weekend in America. We celebrate our independence. It's turned into Freedom Weekend for us as well. But those who are free in Christ, the ones that Christ has set free, are free indeed. Amen. We remember all that it takes and all that it has cost. You know, freedom is purchased in blood. We remember all those who've made those supreme sacrifices and those who bled and lived to tell about it. And we remember Jesus and his sacrifice in blood today. Yes, sir, Sean.
Can you pray for my cousin Ron Chanel? He started chemo. He had more cancer in him than what they initially thought. So he started chemo last week. And, you know, starting off, we don't know
right
how he's going to react.
He needs
and
a lot.
My dad up in Marietta, Ohio, had a breathing spell a few nights ago. He was rushed to the hospital, unresponsive. Spent a couple days in the hospital, got fixed up.
Say your dad's name again. Your dad's name?
Lloyd Hale.
Lloyd Hale?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a lot. Okay. That's all right.
There's a little girl on Facebook, and I'm sure everybody knows her name. Riley Faith. She's not doing well, but I truly just asked her.
Say her name again.
Riley Faith.
Riley Faith?
She has liver cancer. She's young. 6 years old.
Liver cancer. Well, we know God can grow a liver, don't we, Terry? From almost nothing. We've seen it. All right, remember this child in faith. Okay, what's your name, lady? Alicia, go ahead. The boys? Bryson and Brantley, we continue to ask you prayers for them and huge adjustments children shouldn't have to make. Pray for them this morning. Others? Well, our lives can be an act of prayer. So can our thoughts. But make no mistake, being on the golf course, fishing, hunting, whatever it is not a substitute for praying unless you're praying while you hunt. Unless you consider it an act of prayer while you fish or tee off. So when you next time you say you're praying in these places and in other places, remember, it's an intentional act, not a subconscious activity. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. God, I forgot to do the thing about repentance. We'll do that in a minute. We ask you to help us now as we continue through this service to magnify your name. God, you didn't say praise you when we feel like it. Praise you when we somehow are inclined to. Praise is a command of Scripture because it symbolizes, it signals that we are in the place we should be in. And you are in the place you should be. And so it's an intentional act. We thank you, Lord. We dedicate this service to you, and we ask you continue to receive our praise in Jesus' name. Amen. We are those who seek to live as true disciples of Jesus. We're coming to the Lord's table today. Sometimes we fall short. Let us now examine ourselves before God, humbly confessing our sins and submitting our hearts so that we do not deceive ourselves and cut ourselves away from God. Let us pray. Father, please forgive us for the poverty of our worship, for the selfishness of our prayers, for our inconsistency and unbelief, for the ways we have deceived others, for the ways we neglect fellowship and your grace, for our hesitation to tell others about Christ. Forgive us for the sins that we silently confess to you now. God, the Father of all mercies, is faithful to cleanse us from our sin and restore us to Christ's image. Praise and glory be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. At this time, we'll have the receiving of God's tithe and offering. Oh, sorry.
Let us pray. Gracious Lord, what an amazing day this is. How many times we have come with our offerings to you to place them upon your altar. But today it is a special day. It is a day of new beginnings, Lord. And may this new wine be sweet to the taste, and may the power of your presence be in this place today as we celebrate and glorify your name, giving thanks. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Wow. All right. I felt like marching. I thought if I go grab Nicole and Margo and we start, they're going to hit me. So our scripture reading today, be prepared to praise the Lord. Okay? You can stand or sit, whatever you want to do. But I want you to make noise at the appropriate spots, okay? Now I want you to hear, listen into this now. Listen this word from 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 5 through 22. Verse 5, and David and all the house of Israel were celebrating before the Lord with songs and lyres and harps, tambourines, castanets, and cymbals. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's exactly it. And when those who bore the ark of the Lord had gone six steps, he sacrificed an ox and a fatted animal. So watch out, kid. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was wearing a linen ephod, which is barely a nightshirt. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of a horn. Amen. As the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out of the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. Praise the Lord anyway. And David returned to bless his household, but Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How the king of Israel honored himself today, uncovering himself today before the eyes of his servants, female servants, as one of the most vulgar fellows shamelessly uncovers himself." And David said to Michal, "It was before the Lord who chose me above your father and above all his house to appoint me as prince over Israel, the people of the Lord, and I will celebrate before the Lord." That's right. Those whistles. "I will make myself yet more contemptible than this, and I will be abased in your eyes. But by the female servants of whom you have spoken, by them I shall be held in honor." This is the first word, the last word, the word of God. Thanks be to God. Praise the Lord. Let's receive the offering at the altar.
Praise God.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Let's put it up here, kid. Here in a few minutes, we're going to have a time for music, a time for merrymaking in the Lord's presence. We're going to hope. Inel, I want you to do a little more than just lead them in singing. I want you to, when time comes, to actually do a little ring around the rosies for me, okay? Not you, not.
Well,
I mean the kids.
Okay, I haven't seen the bulletin yet, so I don't know.
Well, go ahead and sit down. I shouldn't have called your name. You're just ready to go. So I did some looking. I'm a strange bird. I'm a Methodist through and through, because while I like to witness rejoicing and happy sounds, man, at the walk to Emmaus, when they start singing "This is the day," they make us, what we did, look like we were singing a dirge. I mean, it's celebration. And I'm weird. I have trouble getting myself to do all those things. It's like, I was in the stage choir, and they literally had to make extra time for everybody to stay and teach me how to move for all the things they were doing. So, anyway. So I've looked into this. I've been discovering that movement in body language is commanded by God. Not so much for when you feel like it, but as acts of worship, just like responsive readings, just like standing or sitting, the raising of the hands, the bowing of the head, the kneeling, all of those things are commanded by God, and they show and indicate a certain temperature physically. Worship is not a performance. Churches pay exorbitant amounts of money to supplement their choir music with professional singers, orchestral players, and it's wonderful and sounds majestic and beautiful. Who doesn't like a hand choir, a handbell choir, hand choir? But that's all performance. Now, if the individual performer performs it to the Lord, that's a real act of worship. But if we perform just for the praise and acclamation of those who see it, it's garbage. Worship is not a performance to be appreciated by people. Worship is received by God Almighty. The phrase joyful noise was put in Scripture by God. God included joyful noise in the Scriptures numerous times. I found at least seven before I didn't go down that rabbit hole. The word joyful noise in Hebrew is ruah, not ruach. Now, ruach is the Holy Spirit, pneuma, breath of God. Similarly, the word for joyful noise is ruah, ruah. It means ear-splitting sound. That you cannot reinterpret it any other way. It root is ear-splitting noise. The Lord commands ear-splitting noise. At times He says with the cymbals or with a lyre or with some harp or castanet. But often He means with the clamoring of your voice and the clapping of your hands. It was also a sin when they said ruah. Sometimes it meant sound an alarm loud enough for everybody to hear. So it was equally used as an alarm and as praise. But either way, a very loud noise. So when I say that certain things aren't for me or aren't a part of how I'm wired together, I need to realize that the Scriptures didn't take that into account. It simply says, make a joyful noise. Don't you know what God did? Don't you know what God is doing? Make a joyful noise. And so I want you to listen. We're going to be getting some... Who all's prepared to sing or play an instrument or do something? Raise your hand. That's good. All right. Awesome. So we don't let people with tattoos play. Y'all... Joy got a tattoo when she was in Scotland. And I thought she'd wear a dress down to her toes this morning. No, she comes out in some short number. Anyway, she hinted that only dirty people get tattoos. Right in front of Marissa. Marissa's standing. She's got like a whole body tattoo. And she goes, what am I, chopped liver? Joy's got the little tiny little tattoo. My wife came back marked. So we're going to prepare to praise the Lord here in a minute. We want to take time to give ourselves to praise. If it's not your thing, at least realize the joyfulness and the gladness of this moment for us. A number of us, well, we all have done a very difficult thing. On the face of it, it's been very hard. But in the short amount of time that it has occurred and the assistance that we saw God give, we know we're on the right path. The right path for us. And so let's praise the Lord. So listen to these psalms. Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Praise the Lord. That's pitiful. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. Praise the Lord. Woo! For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Psalm 98, verses 1 through 9. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, not a really old song. For He has done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm have worked salvation for Him. The Lord has made known His salvation. He has revealed His righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered His steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre. I don't know what that is. Close enough. With the lyre and with the sound of melody. That's close. With trumpets and with the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar. And all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. I serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. Let's get all these children down here at the front.
They just took off the back.
Two of them did.
Y'all still got your instruments? Can you make a sound like a child? All right, good. Psalm 150 is the one I've been looking forward to the most. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heaven. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with lute and harp. Praise Him with tambourine and dance. Nobody danced. Praise Him with strings and pipes. I wouldn't dare touch that guitar. I forgot where we are. Verse 5, praise Him with sounding cymbals. Praise Him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. That's you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. We're going to have some music. We are coming to the Lord's table today. Let's see. Jason, I think you and Jim are prepared to lead off. Get you to come on up here, and then we'll have several others in turn. Are the kids going to get back in time? We'll see. So we may have to get Alan on deck next. We'll see how it goes.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Do you not have a heart attack?
You know what?
He's too excited, isn't he?
Almost had a heart attack walking up here.
Are y'all happy to lay this burden down that we've been going through for a couple years?
Good.
All right, you ready? Glory, glory.
Thank you.
seven children come.
Well done, well done.
Anyone else? There she comes.
We're going to stay right here.
She's coming.
The songs that he wants to do. So while you're in here listening to the pastor, we are learning some things out there, and so that's what we're going to show you today, some of the things that we're going to return to places. So Jesus was challenged by a lawyer, what's the greatest commandment? And so we're going to start by sharing the Shema with you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy soul. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy mind. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy strength. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And we also have learned a song. I call it the gospel song. My heart was dark with sin. Okay. My heart was dark with sin until the Savior came in. His precious blood, I know, has washed it white as snow. And in God's word I'm told, I'll walk the streets of gold. To grow in Christ each day, I'll read my Bible and pray. And of course, the Lord is our creator. And so we've learned some things about creation. So we're going to do Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And on day one, he made light. And on day two, he made the sky with the clouds. On day three, he made the plants grow. On day four, he made the sun, the moon, and the stars. On day five, he made the things that swim and the things that fly. And on day six, he made the land creatures and the creeping creatures and a man and a woman. And on day seven, he finished, so he rested. We're going to do 1 Timothy 1:17. Now unto King. Now unto King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, the honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Are there other children that would like to sing? Well, I'm thinking about Waylon. Waylon, you didn't come ready to do a number today? Well, then, in that case, let's see. Alan, why don't we come up and, you know, come on, Mr. Kevin. Somebody got the music? Hi. What's that?
What key?
D.
On the other side,
maybe. No? I mean, you do.
I've got one on.
Okay. Now for something completely different.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then the light from heaven filled my soul. Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every day. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Just have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our plainest cry. He will answer by and by.
Does anyone else have music or other presentation you want to make? Praise to the Lord.
Can I say what I follow?
Sure. Yeah. It's all right. It's just cables everywhere up here. All right.
This one was taken from the book of Ruth. And it's at the point in time where Ruth is speaking to her mother-in-law, and it's called the Song of Ruth. Excuse me for a minute while I put this cough down away. Entreat me not to leave thee, nor to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And whether thou lodgest, I will stay. Thy people will be my people, and thy God will be my God. Whether thou diest, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord do so to me and more, if part the death, part thee and me. May the Lord do so to me and more, if part the death, part thee and me.
Anyone else have an act of praise or worship you want to share at this time? Praise the Lord. Okay. Well, we are coming to the Lord's table. The Greek word for thanks is eucharistao. Eucharisteo. You hear the word Eucharist, That's the act of the Last Supper. The Lord's Supper means thankful, in thanks. Be grateful. And so we celebrate today the Eucharist in thanksgiving to God. Let's proclaim Ruah as we celebrate Eucharist. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Join me for the great thanksgiving. Oops. This brought to you by hand sanitizer. We bless and praise you, Father Almighty. We join the company of heaven as we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed be your Son, Jesus Christ. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." The same way, when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." We proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Come, Holy Spirit, fall upon us, Holy Spirit. Bless these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. So we're going to receive communion. Before COVID and all those concerns, we received simply by intinction, which is lightly touching the bread to the juice of the cup. Since those concerns have come, we also provide individual portions of juice. So you come and receive the bread into your hand as a beggar. Don't take it or demand it, but receive it. Take that bread, and if you're going to dip it in the cup, then lightly do so and receive it with thanksgiving. If you're going to partake of the bread, go ahead and eat it, and then come to take a small portion cup and drink it. You may then come to the altar if you so choose, but there is a trash can back here to just throw your disposable cup in as you go. I failed to ask anybody to help, but since so many of us spent time in Europe the last month shirking their duties, I'm going to ask you four to come up here. I wasn't kidding.
We're accustomed to caviar, though.
Caviar. You take a squirt of this, see if you still want caviar. Let's see. So, what do we have?
You want served bread? Served bread, juice. We'll hold the alternate cups.
so. You can take the cup.
Oh, I asked you to serve the bread, didn't I?
All right, you take the cup.
Look at me like I'm crazy.
That's yours.
All right.
I'll tell you what.
There's also a gluten-free option here. There are just a few, but if there are those who need gluten-free,
maybe we'll have those.
All right, so you guys, let's just kind of form over here, I guess. Yeah, we're going to have to leave room for everybody over the altar. Stand over there inside there like that. That probably will work. I forgot to get you guys to play. Go ahead. Oh, y'all come through. Come here. And then you can.
Thank you.
praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Please stand and join me in our historic and traditional confession of faith, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The hymn is, "And Are We Yet Alive?" 553. God has given us everything we need. It's yours to mess up. Let's don't mess this up. And since it may be a while before I hear those tambourines again, like 100 years, let's make a joyful noise one last time. Thank you.